So let's review. Zog the Mishnah. Hazav, v'hazava, v'anida, v'yaledes, v'metzarish, v'meisu, mitame, b'masa, ad she'im b'kabasa. Chacham initiated that a zava, zava, nida, v'yaledes, and metzari that died while in that condition. In addition to tumas mes, they're also mitame be'evim mesama until their flesh decomposes. And therefore, if a heavy stone was placed on supports and the mes rests on that stone, the utensils that are below the stone become tame, because gzera shem yis alpha. There's a concern that if a tame person becomes unconscious but is still alive, one might mistakenly assume that the tame is dead and tahar me'evim mesama, while in fact he is alive and metame be'evim mesama. While evi kachavim shemei is tar melatame. A non-Jew that dies is tar me'evim mesama because lafisha in tumasa mechaim midibri tar el midibri seifim. Since a live akum is only tame as a zav midrabanan, the Chum did not initiate an additional tumma for a dead akum. The Gemara proceeds with a related brisa. Tar rabban. Shnei masa dvar mshalo anche l'chassandri as Rebishua ben Chananya. The people of Alexandria presented 12 inquiries to Rebishua ben Chananya. Gimel Divri Chachma, 3 halachic matters. Gimel Divri Haggadah, 3 haggadic matters. Gimel Divri Boirus, 3 irrelevant matters. Gimel Divri Derech Eretz, 3 worldly matters. And the Gemara elaborates. Gimel Divri Chachma. In our Mishnah's halacha, hazav, hazav, v'anidah, v'yledes, v'metzari, shemesu, admasa, metame, b'masa, they asked, until what point does a tame that died cause tumma through Evan Mesama? Amalehen, nachimek habasa. She replied, until the flesh decomposes. The second question. Bas Mushalachas Mahi Lekoin. If Yisrael remarries his divorced wife after she married another man, which is forbidden, is the daughter born from this marriage permitted to marry Koin? As the Gemara elaborates, perhaps Psul Lekuna because there is a Kabochemer from Aman Lekoin Godl, a widow that married a Koin Godl. Uma Aman Lekoin Godl She'ini Surishavu Bakal Bina Pogum. If an Aman Lekoin Godl, which does not apply to all, only to the Koin Godl, the child is Pasul Lekuna, Zushi Surishavu Bakal Inadin Shabina Pogum. In the case of Mavzig Rishasi, which does apply to all, the child should certainly be Pasul Lekuna. Or perhaps there is no kavuchemer, because ma'amon l'kohen gadol shehiatzma mischalelis. This marriage also disqualifies the amon for marrying any kohen in the event the kohen gadol dies, therefore makes the child pasul lekuna. Abamachzig rishasa ein hiatzma mechulelis. This marriage does not disqualify from anything, since she was already pasul lekuna from the first gerushin. Therefore, perhaps the child is not pasul lekuna. Rabbi Shu replied that the child is kash lekuna because the pasuk of machzig rishasa states ki sa'eva hi. The exclusive word he teaches hi ta'eva vein b'neu ta'evin. She becomes pasul lekuna, but her children do not become pasul lekuna. The third question: Shnei mitzaron shnei sarbu kamin nesein zebezeh. The karv karbanis shel echadman umeis echadman hasheni matahelav. If the karbanis of two mitzaron were mixed up, and they brought the karbanis of one mitzar by specifying that it should be for its rightful owner, and then one mitzar died, what can the remaining mitzar do to become permitted to eat kachem? As Rashi explains, ein yochel lahakar bezeh shemeshal mesu. He cannot offer the remaining karbanis because they possibly belong to the other mitzar that died. And the carbon achrei niyochalahavi shemo itzis shakarv hayishal leben nifter. He cannot bring a new set of karbanis because his obligation was possibly fulfilled with the original karbanis. Bishu replied, kaisim nachasav lacherim bava ani umevi chatasayif habal asafik. The mitzvah should reassign his assets to others and become destitute. And now he's eligible to bring a karban chatasayif, which comes even for a questionable obligation, and it becomes mutta bekachim. The Gemara asks about Ika Asham. Mitzvah requires a karban asham, which cannot be brought voluntarily. And Shmuel answers, Kishakar Vashamai. Bishu refers to a case where they already brought the second ashram before the Mitzvah died, and the remaining Mitzvah requires only a Chatas Vaila. And accordingly, we must say that Shmuel follows Reb Shimon's opinion, the Machlik is of when the Mitzvah's financial status is determined, in which Reb Shimon holds, Hakol Hoylech Acher Chatas. It depends on the Chatas. Therefore, in our case, the Mitzvah can bring a Karban Ani, a Chatas Aif, because his financial status was not yet determined. And Shmuel follows Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, who holds a Safek Mitzari cannot bring an Ashem, and stipulate that the carbon should be either an Ashem or a Shlamim, because the carbon would require the stringencies of Ashem and Shlamim, and aim Mevim Kachem Lebes Absul. We may not bring a carbon Shlamim when we know that it will be limited to be eaten for only one day as an Ashem, less than its regularly allotted time of 2 days, because it might not be eaten in its entirety, and will become possible as Nisa. Shleish of Devi Agoda. Kasav Echarei Merkilei Echpetz B'mais HaMes, Kasav Echarei Merkichavetz Hashem La'amisam. There's a contradiction. One pasuk says that Hashem does not want the wicked to die, while the other pasuk says Hashem does want the wicked to die. Rabbi Shua reconciled the two pasukim kam ba'isin tshuva, kam b'she'inosin tshuva. Hashem does not want the wicked to die if they do tshuva, but He does want them to die if they do not do tshuva. Kasav echadayim erki la'isa panim v'leikech sheichet. Kasav echadayim yisa Hashem panim v'lecha. One pasuk says that Hashem will not show favoritism, while one pasuk says that He will show favoritism. Rabbi Shua reconciled the two pasukim. Kan koidin gezardin, kan la'achar gezardin. Hashem shows favoritism to a person only before gezeirah is issued, but not afterward. Kasav echadayim ki vachar Hashem betzin, v'kasav echadayim ki al api v'al chamasi hoisi irazayis, lemin hayyem ha'shebanu esad yemazet. One pasuk says Hashem favored Tzion, while the other pasuk says Hashem rejected Tzion. Pshur reconcile the two pasukim. Kan koydim shenasa shleim es bas pare, kan la'achar shenasa shleim es bas pare. Hashem favored Tzion only before Shlomo HaMelech married the daughter of pare, but not afterward. Shlecha divrei buris. Ishtei shaloit, ma'oshet etame. Does the wife of Loit, who became a pillar of salt, cause tumas mess? Amalham meis metame ve'inetziv melech metame. Only a mess causes tumah, but salt does not cause tumah. Ben Shunamis, ma'oshet etame. Does the son of the Shunamis, who was resurrected by Elisha, cause tumas mess? Amalham meis metame ve'inchai metame. Only the dead person causes tumah, but a living person does not cause tumah. Mason lost a love, Tsrichan Azosh Lisha Vishvi or Yain Tsrichan. Will the dead who will become resurrected in times to come require purification from Tumas Mess? And Yeshua either replied, Likshayichu Nechkim Lehen, or Likshayavi Mesher Beinu Imohim. The halacha will be decided at that time. Shlesha Divi Derech Eretz, Mao Yasa Adam Vyachkim. What should a person do to gain wisdom? Yeshua replied, Yarba be Yeshiva, be Yamait Bischer. Should spend more time learning and less time with business. And also, Yivak Shurachmim, Mimisha Chachmashalai. He should daven to Hashem who possesses all wisdom because Habalai Halai Sagir, one method without the other, is not effective. Mayasa Adam Yisasher. What should a person do to gain wealth? Amalhem Yarbe Beschairu Beyisa Beyitin Bemuna. He should increase his business and deal only honestly, and also Yivak Shurachmim, Mimisha Oishashalai. He should daven to Hashem who possesses all wealth because Habalai Halai Sagir. Mayasa Adam Yule Banim Zachar. What should a person do to have sons? Amalahem Yisi Isha Hayganis Loi, the Kaddish Asmai Bashas Tashmish. He should marry an appropriate wife and they should act modestly during relations. And also Yivakash Rachmim and Misha Habanim Shaloi. Because Habalai Ha Loi Sagi, one without the other, is not effective.